What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her. Bitch. Glass of red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture. Bitch. Here I go.
Oh. Read about that in the New York fucking Post.
Welcome.
Welcome. What? Okay, is your internet being weird or is it just me?
What's going on?
No, I just like my page like force reloaded.
Okay, Google Docs has been fucking up lately. I'll have it where we're recording. I'm in the middle of like quoting something, reading something aloud, and it just like freezes and quits. And I have to like restart Safari.
So I want to talk about this, and then you can talk about Selling Sunset because I think you have a lot of Selling Sunset stuff to talk about. So
not too much, to be honest.
I just want to say that like we don't have to. Do you want to get into this Johnny Depp thing?
I mean, we don't have to. I thought it was interesting.
Okay, we'll talk about it then. I'll let you get into it because I certainly don't want to talk about it. let's talk about, okay, did you see the Drag Race stars on Kelly Clarkson's show? Yes, I did. I don't have the transcript pulled up, so if you're looking for a transcript, you're certainly
the
not
clip's
going
in
to
the
get
description.
It
it's a 12-minute video.
Yeah. But it was so wild.
Yeah, it was, what was it? Monet, Evie, Raja,
Trinity.
It was just the four of them.
Yeah, and Jinx, right? Wasn't
No,
Jinx
wasn't there. It was just the four of them. I had to double check because I thought it was more of them there. But
oh, yeah, I see it now. It was just the four girls. But yeah, like they went on Kelly Clarkson's show to promote All Star 7, which premieres next week.
Oh, God, does it? I think so. It's like a week or two. Yeah, it's like the 20th or something.
And the whole time, you know, like poor Kelly. Not poor Kelly, poor drag queens. Kelly's like, so guys, like, can we talk about how like you came up with your drag names? Like, how did you become Monet?
Cringy.
And Monet's like, well, I was eating food and I saw money exchange and I was just like, oh, well, Monet is cooler. And so I just Monet exchange. And then Raja's like, yeah, art. And then Yeevee's like, I just thought it was cool.
I was a little odd. So yeah, Evie Odd.
Like, you know, doing her like Yeevee-isms. Yeah.
I love Evie Oddly.
It was
so
genuinely delightful. But like the entire time Kelly is like, I watched a YouTube video about drag queens and I saw Tu Wong Fu one time. And I watched AJ and the Queen in preparation for this to learn about drag
identities. AJ and the Queen, girl, I forgot about that.
And it was literally like kindergarten, right? And like the whole time Raja
in the audience, ooh. Oh.
The whole time Raja is sitting there completely over it. Yeevee is just making fun of Kelly Clarkson.
Having a good time.
Kelly, no, you know what I mean. Yeevee's like making fun of Kelly to Kelly Clarkson's face, and Kelly Clarkson has no idea, right? Like, Kelly at one point is like, you know, Yeevee's talking about how Denver's like not really open to the queer community. Yada, yada, yada. We've heard the story before on Drag Race. And Kelly's like, but don't you think it's like so inspiring that you can like go back to Denver and like you previously thought that it was like not a place for queer people, but look at you, like you can inspire other people with your message. And Yeevee's like, yeah, I guess so, huh?
And like, was that her doctor or lawyer? Yeah, so
yeah. So anyways, and like Raja's just like blinking her massive,
looking nice.
Her massive construction paper eyelashes.
Oh yeah, that like, look was interesting. I was like,
it was giving very set piece on Blue's Clues. Like,
wow, that was so specific and so true.
It's so true. So that was only one hell thing that happened during drag's press week.
She also
in New York
made them do a lip sync thing at the end, which was,
oh yes,
you could tell they're all giving it like one third the energy they needed to. Yes. They were like, these girls will eat this up, we don't have to do shit.
The worst though was,
oh yes, I have the Instagram link right here.
Guess who opened the NASDAQ?
I was not
the cast of
prepared
RuPaul's
or
Drag Race
this.
All-Star Season 7 opened the NASDAQ.
I really, and then these photo shoots. Okay, so there's like an Instagram link we'll have in the description here from Raja's page. And it's like Raja and Trinity the Tuck, like, I don't know, having like a powwow interview moment with, I don't even know who this is, like Forbes, like NASDAQ's news website. I don't even know who this is. Yes. Channel 3 or whatever. There's a clip of them opening the NASDAQ with all the girls like shaking and hollering. And then there's like this video where they're like outside, I think in like, I don't know, is this Times Square, I think, with like the All-Stars promo directly above the NASDAQ. So obviously like a paid sponsored gig completely put together. But honestly, is this not, I mean, we keep saying like when Drag Race has gone mainstream, but is this not like,
oh yeah,
the
no,
furthest extent it can go at this point? Like,
sixth seal is broken. Like,
the next will be them doing like a performance for like, I don't know, the United States Army or something. Like, what's the next tier at this point?
So, I saw a tweet. Okay. Can we investigate this really quick?
Post the
link.
Seeing
you all last night with Ben Platt was amazing. I was up front and loved the emotion and fun of it all.
Wait, what are we talking about?
No, now? That was a comment on Raja's post. Oh no. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star in conversation with Paramount Plus and Ben Platt.
No.
Wow, we literally cannot escape.
This feels like a scam.
Not Raja not tagging Ben Platt in the post about it. Like, wait, let's see if I
which
can find
which post is this? Send me
you
the link.
Literally on, it's like.
It, oh, God, it's right here. You're right. RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars in conversation with Ben Platt.
Ben Platt didn't even post about it.
Join me in New York Monday, May 9th, 7 p.m. No one saw this.
I always forget Ben Platt's dating that one twink from that one show.
Oh, God. The one who was in that the other two skit, that was actually hella funny though, I won't lie.
That was.
They're really scary together though.
Join RuPaul's Drag Race stars Raja, Jinx Monsoon, Jada Essence Hall, Monet Exchange, Trinity the Tuck, Shea Coulee, Evie Oddly, and the Vivian in conversation with Tony Grammy and Emmy winner Ben Platt on their dazzling powerhouse new season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. For years, RuPaul's Emmy award-winning series has helped turn some of the most talented drag queens in the world into superstars. And the new seventh season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, for the first time, a cast entirely made up of former winners will compete to become the Queen of Queens. Here, the cast and Platt discuss the makings of the season, their journeys in drag before and after becoming winners on the show, and much more. 92Y needs your help. We are continuing to face financial losses due to COVID-19. Your ticket purchase helps sustain our beloved institution and support the creation of new programs, both online and in person, ensuring that everyone has access to our programming, regardless of age, background, or geographic location. Please consider donating to 92y.org/help now.
Okay, Ashton just posted in her chat, Ben Platt is an Oscar away from an EGOT.
I refuse to believe that's true. Also, in this promo shot, have you ever thought about how far away the Vivian is from everyone?
You would
They're
think...
They're like, and she's also here.
I literally actually forgot the Vivian was on it because she has been like kind of devoid from some
Matt,
press.
Look at this press photo. She's literally, it is as if they have taken a photo of her from 100 miles away.
I was going to say she's the only one not like actually overlapping slightly the other castmates also. I love Jiggly Caliente commenting on Raja's post. Oh, I want to go. What's that quote? What's that clip from SpongeBob everyone's using? I wish I lived there. Really? No. So I feel about all of this.
Wait, not. Oh my God.
Oh, did you not see this yet? Oh, wait, what are you looking at?
The photo of Jujubee.
Wait, did she do this? Like, as if
But wait, there's room for one more
queen. Oh, she
queen,
did the styling
and
of the
Jujubee.
Bless her heart.
Bless it. Bless her heart.
You didn't think she was going to win All-Star 6?
not Raja reposting TikToks from Meg Stalter. Like,
from who?
Matt, you know Meg.
Who? Oh. Are we going to play this out loud?
No, okay. No. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Okay, so that's what happened with Drag Race. I also saw that Madonna did a 3D model of her vagina as an NFT.
So I kept this from the main episode because I feel like you're going to say some things that we should keep on the Patreon, not on the main feed.
Fine.
So we have more NFT news.
Let me look at this
but
vagina
you need
one sec.
To click, not on the New York Post link, click on the one later. Yeah, the mother
not
of creation.
Not people, girl.
So yes, Madonna teamed up with NFT. They call them extraordinaire people to create a series of X-rated graphics showing her fully nude and giving birth to butterflies, insects, and trees, called the Mother of Creation. This NFT collection, which will be sold for charity, also includes a 3D model of Madonna's vagina, which is on full display in cartoon form on the collective's highly not safe for work website.
Not her giving birth to centipedes out of her vagina.
No, these videos, Matt, Joan, I had to Matt, send to you.
There are literally mechanical centipedes crawling out of her gaping vagina. And I'm not saying gaping as a dick. It's literally
did
gaping.
They add blood to these centipedes?
Her gaping bloody vagina giving birth to centipedes. Like, David Cronenberg wishes he could capture this level of body horror. It's
actually the scariest
is
thing of
it David Cronenberg, right? It's sure. I know it's Cronenberg.
Yeah,
why am I thinking David? Why am I thinking his first name is David?
So Madonna says, I want to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity. Madonna said a statement noting that, quote, all works were conceived with a 3D scan. So I guess it's a real pussy. Let's read some of these descriptions here on the website.
Mother of nature in a cold laboratory setting with no signs of life, an opening in my vagina gives way to a branch that transforms into a full vibrant tree. It pushes against gravity and flowers bloom. The tree may bend or even break, but it continues to recreate and flourish. This work features new text by Madonna. The second work, titled Mother of Evolution, touches on the metamorphosis journey of butterflies, which are the most beautiful in creation, but there is still evidence of life. We continue to give birth, no matter what destruction is going on, no matter what oppression we face. It relays the important message that if you are waiting for the world to be perfect or for your life to be perfect to create art, it will never happen. We just have to do it for our own survival in this chaotic, unpredictable world. This work features lyrics from Madonna's iconic song Justify My Love and original music by Ivor Bardykin.
The butterflies are a metaphor for the paradox that the world is burning down in a post-apocalypse.
The mother of technology and takes place in a beautiful forest, depicting the way scientists can also give birth light. Okay, that's a copy error. Depicting the way science can also give birth light into the world, but only if used with the right consciousness. The centipede represents technology, both the life-giving force and the dangers of it, the juxtaposition of dark and light. Technology continues to evolve in the physical, natural, and real world. We can do whatever we want, but there are consequences to that. Nature will ultimately win in the end. But also, how is nature winning if the centipedes are crawling out of her vagina? I mean,
also, like, my favorite thing artists do are like, let me do the thing that I'm critiquing is bad for the environment. Like, the NFTs and the theory I'm used for this goes against exactly what you're like romanticizing here.
So the charities, I don't want to shit on the charities. Like, I don't want to like devalue the work people are trying to do. Like, I know that like the charity nonprofit industrial complex is evil, but like, we're not here to like bash people who are like trying to help domestic abuse survivors,
right?
And
exactly,
like bailing out.
I hope they got all the money they can. That's all I can say.
People, but like, so the children, the foundations, excuse me, are the children, the Voices of Children Foundation, which is working with women and children affected by the war in Ukraine since 2015 with psychological and urgent care. There's also the City of Joy, which is a quote unquote transformational leadership community for women and survivors of severe violence located in Bukavu, Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Since opening its doors in 2011, 1,734 women have graduated from the City of Joy. We don't know much about this, so I don't want to give too much context. There's Black Mamas Bailout began in 2017 with a massive bailout of Black mamas and caregivers who are disproportionately incarcerated. 60% of people in local women's jails have not even been convicted of a crime and are awaiting trial, and 80% of them are parents. That's all true. Like, again, like, I don't want to shit on this, but you know, Madonna girl, like.
So before we even did the episode, they went only for auction at 3 p.m. PST on today, like May 11th as of recording this. So now they're available. They weren't available when I put these notes down, but currently, the first one, Mother of Technological, is currently has a highest bid of $10,500 equivalent, which is about like five.
Yeah, Ethereum. The one with the bloody centipedes crawling out of her gaping vaginal wound is the least. The least auctioned on.
And then the second one with the butterflies is currently up for $11,700.
And then the one with the entire tree ripping her body in half as it grows from her vagina is the most, $31,000 currently.
Oh my God. They're only going to be up for another day or two, I think. Yeah. So by like Friday night, they should be
done. Let me see what the starting bids on these were. Like, does it tell you what they started at?
I'm not familiar with this website, but you can see who has the highest bid right now, and it's someone with a Bored Apes NFT, if you're curious, of course.
It's only 4,000 views, I wonder.
I mean, oh yeah, so you can look at some of the bids here, but they're just like randos. I don't know if we can get like the actual
I'm looking at the series on this.
Oh, like, here we go. Here's the history of it. So it started, someone put, of course, 0.01 Ethereum, and then it's been going up and up and up since then. I don't know what an Ethereum go through. I think one Ethereum now is like $1,000-something, but...
Okay, can I be honest?
Girl, please.
I'm not trying to shit on people. I mean, I am actually trying to shit on people, but a lot of the art on this is giving very much like bad paper magazine photo shoot, and or it's giving very much... like vaporwave album art, like,
oh, just talking about super rare in general. Oh yeah, yeah, no, very that, very like cool 3D art world, like shit posting almost. My favorite thing people do for NFTs is where they take already established artwork and then just like draw over on top of it. No, okay, sorry. Going through the super website, there's so much of that artwork too that is like Facebook mom posting, where it's like Matt, the dangers of.
Isn't this just Macross 8299 album art, like?
It wishes. Also, there's like, oh God, there's like the, you know, those posts where it's like the pills in someone's hand, but the pills are like social media websites. Like, it's very that. Like, there's one of like a person with a mask on and a hoodie as like a fallen angel on the ground with like statistics and stuff. Like,
not me pulling their name Macross 8299 out of the ether. Like,
we stand Macross.
Oh boy. Stop. Why did I delete my tab and immediately it's a bunch of photos of RuPaul's Drag Race and Ben Platt? I'm like, hiss.
You did it to yourself.
These NFTs are too much. I have to stop talking about this. Like, it's giving me a headache. I also want to say that, what else do we have? We also have this stuff about Selling Sunset. What's going on with those girly girls?
Yeah, well, quick throwaway. Amanza has an amazing secret boyfriend that she won't tell anybody about. Great, amazing.
Sure, love good that for her.
And then Chrishell, gives partner G Flip a tattoo that says, get me out of here. So you finished, you've watched the reunion, everything, right? Mm-hmm. That's when Chrishell brought up that they're dating
a non-binary rapper named G Flip, from Australia. Yeah, I mean, the reaction to it was very much like what you would expect rich white women from Beverly Hills to say,
right,
when they learn that their friend is dating a significantly younger non-binary rapper named
from Australia.
G-Flip from Australia. You know, it was
typical,
very much
like, happens all the time.
It was very fine, but also, I mean, I like. Okay, so Chrishell's evil. They're all evil.
But she's my favorite.
But Chrishell is like a fun kind of evil to watch, right? Like, she's so aware of herself and she's so manipulative of the way that she's seen on camera.
Absolutely.
Which is, it makes great TV.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
But she posted this Instagram of her renovating her closet. Like, it was an Instagram story. She's like, oh, and I'm doing all this and da da da. And then she like stops and she goes, okay, well, I guess it's time for me to leave my closet now, huh? And it was pretty iconic, honestly. It was like a pretty good way to come out of the closet, quote unquote, if we still even use that. I don't know. Is that like, is coming out of the closet even like what we say anymore, right? Like,
right.
Did we burn the closet down? Like, no, we just built a new one in the shape of Madonna's vagina NFT.
coming out of Madonna's.
Yeah, I'm happy for G Flip.
This tattoo though, in this photo, can you please click the page 6 link so you can view it with us?
Okay, let's see what they got. Oh boy.
Chrishell's pose is killing me for some reason. Oh, it's like the most staged I've ever seen.
No one has ever been more primed to date a non-binary rapper named G Flip than Chrishell Styles. Like, just a few days after confirming she's dating non-binary musician G Flip, real name Georgia Claire Flippo, on the Selling Sunset reunion, the former soap star gave her new significant other a tattoo. Fuck Houses Do Ink, the Australian singer who... Okay, this is my favorite part about when people talk about non-binary people. The Australian singer who uses, quote, they, them pronouns. Okay, the non-binary part was enough. Like, we didn't need the pronoun call out.
They, them enters the room.
Caption snaps of Stouse inking their thighs Saturday. Found my new calling. Might be time to open a shop, the 40-year-old star commented in response. Okay, also the fact that G Flip is wearing Converse All-Stars in this photo. It is...
They look like everyone I went to high school with, let me tell you.
It's not just the fact that they're wearing the Converse All-Stars. It's also the checkerboard shorts. Like,
And then the long blonde hair under the, like, snapback.
Baseball cap. The flipped around snapback.
No, like I said, I've been around this at a lot of school. I grew up like this. Yeah.
This is like...
Where's the Vans skateboard? Or no, what's the mini skateboard everyone was using? The penny boards or whatever?
Penny boards.
Where's that?
Like, it's a penny board.
Yeah.
This is... Hectic AF, and I'm here for it, commented Stouse's Selling Sunset co-star Emma Hernan, to which G Flip replied, I got a lot of space for new ink.
Why didn't they, like, call her Empanada Empress or something like
that? Empanada Empress. Okay, also, G Flip, showing off this tattoo, posted a photo doing double middle fingers in leopard print pants with Calvin Klein underwear. I think it's just pretty. It's giving iconic. I cannot wait for the new season of.
Oh my God. No, I cannot wait either. Honestly,
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. The Gay For Me singer has been busy posting teasers for the new music video out on May 13th, starring Chrishell. G Flip, 27, met Stouse while filming the, quote, chaotic music video. It started because I was just going to be in their video, and it's about this chaotic love story. I come from soaps. I love acting, Stouse explained at the Selling Sunset reunion. And with the job that we have, I don't always get to do it. At first, I was like, yes, let's do that. Stouse previously dated her Selling Sunset co-star Jason Oppenheim, 45, who recently told Page Six he was, quote, still healing from their breakup. Well, babe, if he was still healing, he certainly hasn't closed the wound yet, let me tell you.
I also love that
Jason is still locked in Chrishell's closet, also screaming, get me out of here.
Now, listen. Now, are we going to open that closet door?
Oh, boy. Good for Chrishell, honestly.
Like, I also love that G Flip is living with Chrishell in that new home she bought.
Oh, no. This is the prime to be one of the most iconic relationships of the 21st century. Like, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm willing. I'm pivoting this direction. On the beach with open arms. I am looking just like Ben Affleck with the towel on the beach, staring up into the heavens as God literally rains pure love down on me. Like,
now, what's the new girl's name that is on this season of Selling Sunset? The one who came in with Christine, who, like...
Oh, Chelsea.
Is she in the reunion?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what direct... I know, I haven't finished it yet, so maybe it's, like, to be revealed. But, like, they're obviously going to keep her.
Oh, absolutely.
Gone. She's fully aligning herself with the rest of the cast,
like I told
right?
you on the phone.
Yeah.
I have never seen someone more ready, willing, and primed to be a reality television star. It is as if she was literally created in a lab for reality television stars. Like, this is her calling in life, is to be a reality television star.
Hot. Like,
I'm just going to keep saying reality television star. Like,
it's fine. That's a very respectful position to be in, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
No, I love her so much. She's amazing. I can't wait for more of that.
No. Do we really have to talk about the rest of this?
We don't have to.
I just, like, we're coming off such a high with G Flip.
It's true.
Do we really want to talk about Johnny Depp?
I know. We have two things here that are kind of dark that I'm like, maybe I shouldn't put this in the notes.
Okay. How about we say this? Everything they have continued to say about the Johnny Depp trial is still true, right? Like, I think that it has gotten significantly worse. I have now gone viral twice on the internet for my opinions about the Johnny Depp trial. You literally can't even talk about it without like thousands of bots flooding your mentions. And it would be no surprise to anyone to learn that the supporters of Johnny Depp have spent tens of thousands of dollars just to be at the trial.
Tens of thousands. We'll have the link in the description if you want to read from the New York Post, but basically they're interviewing people outside the courthouse, and there are many people, the worst we probably would ever have met in your life, who are, one of them was literally, this was like their honeymoon for the wedding. Like, they didn't make the honeymoon this trial, but because the trial's happening and the wedding coincided with it, they're using the money that they were going to use for their honeymoon. Well, the wife wanted this, the husband didn't, to purposely go and camp out at 1 a.m., pay tens of thousands of dollars in airfare and travel and hotel stays to wait outside the courtroom just to watch the Johnny Depp trial from a distance, like on their phone still in the end. No, it's actually the most abysmal thing I've ever read in my life. I mean, that's the thing that we've been talking about, like, as this has all been going on, but the people who are like these fans holding out signs saying, like, you know, all the support for Johnny Depp. Like, one of the things that was really dark was it rained while they were outside, so they started making signs saying, I'm wet for Johnny Depp. It's like, this has to be the lowest I've seen people go in fandoms. Like,
it's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's just that, like, it's so triggering as someone who has lived through sexual violence and has tried my best to, like, come out on the other side of it. Someone who can still, like, live in the world and be, like, a relatively normal person, to just witness the way people have turned this into a meme factory in a circus is, like, everything that I've been saying for years about the cultural reversal of Me Too and, like, probably what would precipitate, what's the word? Precede it.
Oh, yeah.
That would precede it has, come true, right? And as, like, we talked about on our last episode, as someone who was, like, reporting on, like, the breaking events of Me Too as it was happening at one of the only surviving feminist blogs at the time. It's just, my perspective on this, I feel like, isn't, like, any more harrowing than any of the people that actually also lived through Me Too. But, like, as a reporter, it's, like, I have seen beyond a veil that, like, I can't unsee, and watching all of this kind of reverse in real time, alongside the rollback to abortion access, all of the violence people are facing in this country right now, it's just like, it's not that I ever held out hope that, like, it would be lasting or that there was, like, some big change happening. Like, you hope that those are the outcomes. You report on these things because you have that in your heart as the outcome, right? That you're gonna write about these things and that you're gonna witness these atrocities in the hopes that it will change people for the better, in the hopes that, like, people will learn their lesson or that society will, like, grow and change. And to see that that was not the case on, like, such a large scale is, it's like, it's hard not to feel disheartened by it. Like, when I wake up in the morning these days, that I don't just, like, it's just on my mind, you know, that, like, we literally went through all of that, and for what, you know?
It almost, I mean, like, I don't want to say that no progress was made, because I think there's a lot
of people who, like, there was,
did become, like, not, I don't say radicalized, but, like, very much changed their point of view.
There were people who were absolutely changed for the better by the stories and the thing conversations where, like, around Me Too.
The people who are already on the fence or in the camp of, like, I'm just going to believe Johnny Depp because he's, like, attractive,
no, the
I guess.
People that we and already Amber have to Heard fight is, against yeah. in this country when it comes
but
to
they've become, like,
protecting
even
women
further,
have become even
more insane. Like, we've never seen it. We're really, like, the daily proceedings are being, like, yeah, like you said, remixed and turned into memes.
No, this is the trial of the 21st century. Like, I mean, the Harvey Weinstein trial did not even get as much attention as this is.
That's, like, almost forgotten, to be honest.
I saw, and this is just, I'm gonna leave it here because I'm gonna start crying if I keep talking about this, but, like, I saw this graphic on the internet the other day that was literally an infographic of Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, Jesus.
And Amber Heard.
Oh!
And the caption was, it is not about protecting women. It is about protecting people from predators.
See, that's the thing. When they, like, fully use the, they're trying to, they're not really doing it well, but they're trying to use the same rhetoric and just be like, no, but it's on her this time, not him.
It can happen.
If you really believe in Me Too, you should be okay that it's a woman this time. Even though every single piece of evidence has shown otherwise.
And it's not even that, like, women can't.
Like, what can you do in that?
It's that, like, people refuse to interrogate the power structures that enable abuse in this country and enable men like Johnny Depp to get away with what he did to Amber Heard. Because the truth of the matter is, she'll probably win this case, but
he, God, I hope so.
But he got away with it. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
He got away with
it. The damage was done. Like,
what he did to her, he got away with. He's never going to have to apologize.
Yeah, because this is about an op-ed piece. It's not even about the abuse.
He's always going to have these crazed supporters following him and just being absolute sycophants for his every word. Like, he got away with it. The worst thing that someone can do to another human being, he got away with. And he's going to live the rest of his life. And I'm not even about, like, carcerality or, like, you know, like, overly, like, punishing legal systems, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, right, these people are so concerned with the monster in the room and we can't let her get away with it. It's like, no, the monster already has gotten away with it. The system worked exactly as it should have, because Amber Heard did not try to send him to jail.
Yeah.
She didn't try to call the cops on him. I mean, the broader implications around what he was doing is another story. Yeah. But I'm saying, in the grand sense of it, right? Like, she never turned him into the police. She never tried to take him to court and, like, actually have him have, like, legal repercussions for this. Yeah,
it's not even about that.
He was the one that started this. And the system, up until this point, has worked exactly as it always has for abusers in this country. And it is not Amber that is getting away with anything. She is going to be punished for this for the rest of her life. And he is the one that is getting to walk away from it.
Like, how do you really not go into hiding when something like this happens to you? Because, like, these people are going to be stalking her and following everyone involved forever.
And it's just, it's like, you know what it's like, I don't want to even be narcissistic and say it feels like I'm living, like, that Chicken Little life, you know, where you're running around screaming that the sky is falling and no one believes you. But, like, during the Harvey Weinstein trial, I was, like, beating the drum that the defense in the Harvey Weinstein trial, even though it didn't work, was, if just repeated over and over again, it would finally find its case that it would stick on, right? That, like, this was a man who was taken advantage of by the women in his life, right? He had power and he had money and they wanted what he had. They wanted to use him. That they were, like, the actual manipulators and predators. That was Donna Rotunno, Harvey Weinstein's lawyer. That was her defense of him.
Yeah, that's always that. He was frail and
he was taken advantage of by these scheming women. And I said at the time that it probably wasn't going to work because Weinstein had crossed a cultural line that he couldn't come back from.
Yeah.
But I said over and over again that eventually there is going to be a case where this sticks and it is going to be the tipping point. And look at what we are now, not even 2 years later.
God forbid what happens years later from even more direct cases they're actually going to be about.
Oh my God. It's just crazy to me. And, like, the fact that we're living in a country now where we're trying to not even just criminalize abortion, which is already criminalized. We're even trying to criminalize things further, like healthcare around birth access in general, trying to criminalize birth control, like
criminalize people helping people get help.
Yes.
For the birth control.
Yes.
And then meanwhile, you have people who are spending $30,000 to show up to the Johnny Depp trial.
It's just, it's like,
out of pocket, just to be there in emotional support of a man who will literally never give you the time.
I'm blaming this all on J.K. Rowling, even though it's not directly.
She's involved somehow.
I mean, she enabled Johnny Depp. She was one of the people advocating for him to stay in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't remember that? We talked about it on the podcast.
No, we did. No, I just.
That was, like, back in, like, what, 2019?
Yeah.
We talked about how he had been removed and she had written that.
Nope.
Remember she wrote that letter about, like, saying that she thought he was a good man and a great actor?
It's so fucked.
It was not her choice that he got rid of, that he was let go from the Crimes of Grindelwald or whatever the fuck. Girl. Well, that was a fun note to leave on.
Hey,
aren't you excited?
I asked you to add some more light, fluffy things to the Patreon.
I did my best, girl. I was.
And you didn't add a thing to this.
I did. I added the Drag Race stuff.
Yeah, a while ago.
Okay,
in the main app. Just say.
I'm not even trying to throw in your face that I worked.
I know.
No, I actually counted. Do you want to know?
What, like 100 million hours?
In the last 2.5 weeks, I've worked 250 hours and it's only Wednesday. I am literally running on vibes at this point. And the vibes are running thin.
The steam is gone. There is nothing.
So if you want to replenish my vibes, I'm going to manipulate you all now emotionally.
Where's your GoFundMe?
Please send us an email.
Just for vacation. No. Like, let's just do that.
Please send us an email. That will give me the serotonin I need to get through the rest of the week.
Please. By the way, I started watching Drag Race back from the beginning because I've never seen the earlier seasons except for like a million clips 100 times and 1200 recaps of it.
Oh my
God. I've never actually watched like in succession, like all at once, the earlier seasons.
Wow. You are so behind.
Listen, first of all, obviously it's amazing. But second of all, I mean, except for some really
interesting things. What did you think of the pap smear filter of the season one?
It's fine. It actually feels like I'm watching an extended skit, like high theory level skit reenacting the first season as if that wasn't actually what it was. But what's the real travesty is that Untucked, the first few seasons, I don't know who or what put out a hit on the people, the torrenters and the leaks and the stream watch now movies.com 123 people, but you cannot find it to save your life.
It's because Logo. World of Wonder doesn't want it out.
Literally.
Because it's a bad look for them, the way those girls were treated in Untucked.
Well,
we laugh about it now, but like, they're being exploited and they weren't paid for any of it.
I've heard and seen a lot of the tea about those early seasons. Those girls were
for World of Wonders, like early infamy, and like the entire basis for its popular in like the modern context fame. Yeah. All the gifs that came out of Untucked.
Oh yeah,
those girls never made any money for all that.
Yeah, it was considered a different type of thing, right? So they didn't have to get paid for it.
Well, back then they actually like
they just straight up didn't pay them legally. Probably
they basically were like, we're going to film 2 episodes. We're filming the other episode right now when they were in that room, and they would just stuff them full of alcohol until they were ready to burst. Get them to act wild and whip them up into a frenzy for television ratings and then never paid any of them.
But it's just crazy.
I mean, they literally can't keep Victoria Porkchop Parker's name out of their mouth and they won't even invite her back to All Stars. Like, make that make sense.
Oh God, I was just catching up on all that tea that I've heard bits and parts about, but there's like the videos have been coming out now kind of summarizing it, the whole stuff between like Willem and the photographer, I think Matthew or whatever, and RuPaul, and then Delta Work. And
you're
all
behind
stuff.
On the
no,
Willem?
I've been hearing about it, but I've just been getting the full
thing. You
mean
that Bravo?
Delta
Bravo,
literally.
Why am I keep saying Bravo? You mean the fact that World of Wonder refuses to have Willem back on their TV show because
I know that
a producer slept with her while the show was being filmed?
No, but I'm talking about like the Emmy
scandal that would come out of it because they literally fired her on camera for it.
Well, there's that, but also the man went on
to be one of the lead producers on the most Emmy winning award seasons of that show. Allegedly.
Yeah. And allegedly, Delta Work has, well, not allegedly she has, but Delta Work has been like, yeah, posting recent stuff too about that and all the stuff about the Emmys and the way that they like took their names off the credit so they wouldn't get credit and then like only put the episodes up that didn't have their credit in the episode, even though they did all the work and But like, you would think they'd still be trying to profit off that Untucked. Like, you can't even buy it on iTunes.
You see some gay in the front row dressed to the nines in their Zara outfit swirling their Starbucks drink. Like, yes, queen, work queen.
If you could see how stupid you look. Why was that Delta stream have like 700 different clips? And
no, it literally, like, that
was
Instagram
gospel
live
mama.
Has
that was
like
gospel.
400 different Instagrammable
you
moments
could clip
from it.
5 seconds or an hour and it's like scripture. Like, it's so
I'm not going
good.
To just read someone because you asked me to. I'm not going to read a stranger. It's rude. You could say you were raised like that, so but good. I don't believe you were raised like that. I don't think your mama raised you like that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, if you have a chance, just go please look up Delta Works recent Instagram live. It was literally
you'll know when you see it because it's all over TikTok.
I put it on before I went to bed the other night.
Why not?
This is exactly so what soothing. I need. Have you listened to her podcast with
oh my God,
Raja?
No, I haven't.
Very
yet.
That.
I should.
It's pretty funny.
It is.
It's okay. Literally Delta just ranting about literally everything.
Oh, I love it already.
Delta's like 47 beefs that she has with like basically every fast food chain.
And I need to know everything about each one of them.
Beef with Taco Bell, beef with Starbucks. beefed with every single human being in Los Angeles. Like,
oh, and I'm here. I'll pay for it. Like, it's so entertaining, honestly. Yeah. There's nothing better than
that. Go subscribe to Mom Podcast Plus.
Mom Plus. Is that our next Mom Plus.
God, the amount of money I would drop to get Alaska and Willem on our podcast, just completely being honest with you right now.
Just for an hour of their time. I would
literally spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get them to come on our podcast. Like,
gags GoFundMe when?
Not even because like I like worship them or anything. I literally just want to get them in a room, right? Like, put me in a room. Like,
I just want to be able to ask the stuff off camera, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
That's like what
I really want them to tell me the names of everyone that participated in their Assistant Files episode. You listened to that, right?
No, I haven't yet.
It was the most bitter homosexual.
Was it really that good? I thought it was going to be kind of like fluffy kind of thing.
It
wasn't
good. It was just bitter homosexuals ranting about their drag queen bosses. Yeah.
I'm considering paying for the Mom Plus subscription.
I mean, I like it because Jada Essence Hall and
oh, yes.
That the Jada's new podcast is pretty good.
Oh, Jada and Heidi, Hall and Closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, they're
yeah,
so
yeah, and you know, they do a lot of videos now, so it's fun to like put it on while I work.
I love Heidi so much. Oh my god, so funny.
I think Jada is like one of the funniest people alive. I think that it's such a shame that Jada's season was on during it like was the so early years of COVID up. And also like so had the worst up. Possible reunion slash finale.
This is why they're on All Stars. Even Evie, who only had like what 7 months of being, I mean, that's like the first 7 months yeah. after the season's a pretty good amount of time.
No, but, like, I mean, like both of them got picked up for giving them a second chance because they totally got stiffed by the coronavirus pandemic. They didn't even get to tour.
When like Jada gets the crown by them like literally using a Microsoft clip art equivalent of a crown and scepter, and they like track it with her hand. Like, oh my god, the Zoom finale, it's like
it was rough.
It literally was so unfair. I'm like, they should have doubled or tripled the reward
the next time we go to Vegas. I've never been. Do you want to do Drag Race Live?
Oh, absolutely, please. Can we? It looks so good and terrible and amazing. Good. Apparently it's good. I've heard from other queens that they enjoyed it.
Good.
It can't be bad. The no. Flamingo's a terrible hotel, though. That's what's scaring me. That hotel is the worst vibes.
Okay, wait. Remember when we did our West Hollywood bar crawl? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's do the same, but for the Vegas drive
live
review.
At the Flamingo Las Vegas.
Let's wait.
You've never even been to Vegas. You don't know what Not you're once. Ready for. It is a horrifying, scary place.
It's a sentient dust cloud. Like,
no, it's a sentient cigarette butt. Like, soaked
the
in.
The manifestation of America's ennui. Like, look, I said ennui right that time. Ashlyn will be proud of me. We're vamping
look at
now.
You.
We should get out of
look
here.
Look at you vocabularizing.
Vocabularize the vocabularific architecture of Dumois' Instagram posts.
Is that the episode title?
The sentences are bad. 3, 2, 1. Hi, my name is Dumois, and I love sucking dick and cock.
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture.
Here I go. Ooh.